Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 23rd of May. I hope you're well. Coming up,
we need to make sure that the healthcare professionals in this hospital have the supports they need, the patient flow that they need.
239 patients died on trolleys in Limerick Hospital over the last 5 years, and calls for a ban on protests outside politicians' houses. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, 239 people died on trolleys at University Hospital Limerick over the last 5 years. That's according to the hospital's chief executive, presenting figures to this month's Regional Health Forum West following the inquest into the death of 16-year-old Aoife Johnston. The inquest last month returned a verdict of medical misadventure. The forum heard 195 people died at Galway University Hospital over the same period, followed by 150 deaths at Sligo University Hospital. The Justice Minister is being urged to push ahead with a bill to ban protests outside the private homes of politicians. Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne is calling on Helen McEntee to take a tougher line against extremists using the excuse of protest to intimidate people in their own homes. It follows recent protests outside the homes of the Taoiseach, the Integration Minister and Kildare TD James Lawless. Senator Malcolm Byrne's bill is due to go before the Seanad for the next stage of the legislative process this morning. He says the right to protest needs to be protected, but the right doesn't extend to those crossing the line.
The right to peaceful protest is very important, and we should always defend and protect that. But unfortunately, what we have seen are a number of instances, and they're not protests, they're efforts to intimidate and harass. They are targeted attacks against individuals in their family homes.
Northern Ireland's biggest political parties have welcomed the announcement that Britain's going to the polls in July. It's been confirmed DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson won't be seeking re-election, with his Lagan Valley seat seen as a target for the party's rivals. Sky's correspondent David Blevins says the timing of the election could be tricky for the devolved government at Stormont.
There is a suggestion that as many as three ministers in the new power-sharing executive may resign in the next two or three days to run in this election. So it could present the biggest test to power-sharing since we got it back just 4 months ago.
The PSNI is facing a fine worth over almost €900,000 for failing to protect the personal information of its officers and staff. Last August, the data of nearly 9,500 PSNI employees was mistakenly shared in a spreadsheet published online. The Information Commissioner's Office is proposing the fine after calling the breach a potentially life-threatening incident. Speaking after it happened, then Chief Constable Simon Byrne admitted terrorists had obtained the material.
We are now confident that the workforce data set is in the hands of dissident Republicans, and it's therefore a planning assumption that they will use this list to generate fear and uncertainty, as well as intimidating or targeting officers and staff.
Unions are warning the government not to row back on commitments to workers' rights. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions has hit out at what it claims is a series of anti-worker measures, which it says can't be justified. Congress says the economy is booming, and unless the government delivers on its promises, lower-paid workers will pay the price for bowing to the big business lobby. ICTU's Dr. Laura Bambrick says the figures just don't add up.
Workers and unions will neither forgive nor forget if they renege on the commitments to make modest improvements to the minimum wage standard. There's no rationale for rolling back on these commitments. Moving to an adequate minimum wage, providing for sick pay, increasing the minimum wage for employment permit holders, the figures just don't add up.
There are calls for greater government support for older people living alone after the remains of a woman in her 60s were found at a house in Cork this week. Alone, the organisation that supports older people to age at home, says it's vital to improve services across the country. It's holding a conference in Maynooth today to debate how best to meet the growing needs of Ireland's ageing population. Alone Chief Executive Sean Moynihan says it's a huge issue.
What we're trying to do is support people to age well and with the highest quality of life they can have in their own community. And that is shared by over 150 other voluntary agencies that we work with around the country, trying to share resources, knowledge and technology to make sure that we can meet that emerging demographic shift and ensure that every older person gets that opportunity to live and age in their community in the way that they want to.
Almost half of all businesses here still don't know certain single-use plastics are banned. New research from mywaste.ie shows 45% of businesses are still offering at least one of the 10 items now banned under EU law, which includes plastic straws and cutlery. 29% of people surveyed believe takeaways and restaurants are most responsible for using single-use plastics, with party shops and supermarkets coming in ahead of other sectors. In entertainment news, a vet from Essex has won the latest series of MasterChef with Dangerously Clever Cooking. Bryn Parapathan beat circus performer Chris Willoughby and farmer Louise Lyons-McLeod in the cooking competition's final, which was aired last night. The 29-year-old credits his mix of Sri Lankan heritage and British upbringing for being able to come up with his inventive flavour combinations. And in sport, in soccer, Atalanta won their first ever piece of European silverware last night, beating Bayer Leverkusen in the Europa League final at the Aviva in Dublin. Ademola Lookman became the first man since 1975 to score a hat-trick in a European club decider as the Serie A side ran out 3-0 winners. It was Bayern's first defeat of a 52-game season, with the German Cup final to come on Saturday. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.